Joining us now at the table, head coach of the Elyria Catholic Lady Panthers. You know him as Coach Eric Roth. Gary, Coach, thank you very much for stopping out here tonight. We appreciate your time. And we were talking during the break there. You said you don't really attack the offseason terribly hard there at EC because you got people playing this sport, that sport. That's got to be nice, though, in a sense, having multi-sport athletes.
I mean, we get do a lot in June, you know, a few camps and, you know, getting to some summer leagues and things like that. But I'd say in the fall we probably had, I mean, two or three open gyms and – that was just about it. I mean, we have girls in volleyball, we have girls in soccer, we have girls in cross country. So, I mean, we get it going at the end of October and get ready for the season.
There you go. Now, again, looking at your roster here that you sent over, or at least your team preview that you sent Rabba for our Forecast magazine, obviously you got some talent coming back in Annika Bradle, some other names there as well. But at EC, it feels like you have to replace some top names as well. So what are your thoughts on the team heading into the season so far?
I mean, we have four seniors coming back, and you know, they all had a part in last year's team. Annika, obviously, is a special player. She averaged 18 points, maybe 10 boards last year. She can play in the post. She can play all five positions, and she can defend all five positions. So it's nice to have a player like her around. But the other seniors all had some playing time last year. Lexi Pluta started a few games in the post. Natalie Police is a shooter. Emily Vogel, she's two-time first-team All-Ohio soccer player, and she's a nice defender and a good athlete. So, I mean, we have some experience there. We've got a real nice transfer student. Carter McCray came from Lake Ridge. They weren't going to have a team this year. And I believe Carter averaged maybe 15 points, 15 rebounds as a freshman that didn't play last year because of COVID. I think Carter has a chance to be a real special player. And we do return our point guard. We started a freshman at point last year, Isabel Niederst. Mm-hmm. I think she's a really good player and going to be a great player here in Lorain County. I think she was all-county something, second team, honorable mention, whatever, in volleyball, basketball, and softball as a freshman. So she's a good all-around athlete.
Well, so if she's that good at 14, I mean, expectations have to be getting bigger.
We feel like she took a nice step this summer. She's put a lot of time. A lot of them have put a lot of time in working out and becoming stronger and faster. So It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out as the year goes on.
Gotcha.
Hey, Coach, when you talk about that, you've got a solid nucleus coming back and then some new pieces coming in. That's got to be exciting when you think about conference play and you match up with a lot of bigger schools than you, not maybe physically, but in terms of enrollment. How does that feel to know that you've kind of come and loaded for bear?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go say maybe loaded for bear, but I say right now we're trying to build some depth. You know, we've been playing 8-9 kids in our scrimmages, which is, you know, pretty good for a school our size. Playing a freshman, Kamara Ogletree, she looks like she could be tough. She's a freshman. Her cousin is a young lady, Nevaeh Sawyer, who's a sophomore. Looks to be able to do some stuff for us. So we're just trying to build some depth right now. But we feel like we're going to have a pretty good team.
How important is it to get out of the gates with a really good start?
We jumped in this D3 showcase down at New Lexington, and we were playing some really good. I mean, we opened up with New Lexington, and I think they won 18 or 19 games last year, and they didn't have a senior on their team. We were supposed to play West Muskegon second, but because of things with football on Saturday, we moved up to an earlier game, so that gave us Wheelersburg, who was a regional finalist last year and lost to Berlin Highland. So, I mean, we got it pretty tough coming right out of the gate, so we're going to see where we're at.
Does that impact early expectations at least? Are you looking, you know, does the win-loss, like, matter that much in this, or more for growth? How do you view those?
I mean, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, and Coach Schill out there has been with me for I think this will be my 14th year, and he's been with me for 11th. So I mean, we look at it as a marathon and not a sprint. Sure. You know, so we're trying as we coach even today and as we go through the season we want to prepare for regional games. I mean, that's kind of the thought process. So you do things. So, like, these two teams that we open up with, I would say, are regional quality teams. So we'll get to see where we're at. But it's, you know, we want to win. If we don't, we want to play well. And, you know, we'll build on it. You know, we're not going to get too high if we come out of there 2-0. We're not going to get too low if we're 0-2. We expect to win. That's what we do. But, again, it's trying to get as far as you can get in March.
You mentioned an unfortunate word at the start of this interview, COVID, and that was certainly right at the forefront of things last year. Not totally out of the woods as a society with that yet, but that has to be kind of nice heading into this year, knowing that's not, you know, just right in your face all the time.
It's still out
there,
and we're still dealing with it. I mean, last year we went out, and we rode our bus out to the first game. We played out at Cornerstone Christian. We weren't even sure till we got there that we were going to play, and then we played.
Right.
We left there, and when we left, I had COVID, and a few of the girls had COVID, and a couple people on the other team. So we missed a couple of weeks right out of the chute.
Yeah.
But it was kind of nice to get it out of the way.
Yeah, yeah. And, again, that has to be nice this year, just kind of not – you kind of just get to, you know, put your head down and focus on basketball.
It's nice not wearing masks. You know, we were wearing masks when we coached last year, and hopefully we won't get back to that. You know, it's just something I guess we all have to learn to live with a little bit.
Excitement from the girls. Are they optimistic about the season? How are they feeling?
I think they are. You know, I mean, again, when you have four seniors who have played and have some experience, you know, I mean, they have some expectations. You know, Annika is basically a four-year letter winner. She started probably half the games as a freshman. I mean, she still doesn't know all the inbounds plays, but I think we're going to figure out a way how to make her successful.
Heck of a softball player she is, too.
She's a really good spoiled me last spring. Yeah, she's a real good softball player. I mean, teams learn not to pitch to her real quick, but it's kind of like in basketball. You really don't want to take a charge from Annika.
No, you don't. I'm going to sneak one in here, Rob.
What did I miss, Coach?
You know, we talked about the kids coming back. We talked about where we think we're going to be. So now that you're back, questions?
My mind was other places right this second. But, you know, what are the overall expectations for EC? I mean, obviously you've built one of the finest programs in Lorain County year in, year out.
14th year there, and we got a lot of good – I mean, we have a lot of good kids, and you know, one of the things Elyria Catholic get really good quality kids. I mean, we talked a little bit about Carter, who came over from Lake Ridge, and you know, she's a great student, great kid, nice family. It's just, you know, that part makes it easy at Elyria Catholic, you know, with the kids, and a lot of them want to learn and they want to get better. So it's a fun process, and it's always a new process. Even if you got kids with some experience, you kind of, you know, we've got some freshmen that are going to get some playing time. We got some sophomores that are going to get some playing time. So it's just, you know, reteaching everything.
When you're that young and then you have this young lady transfer in, like you said, from Lake Ridge, how long does it take to kind of get it to where you want it to be?
Well, we're still working on it, you know, and understanding our offense and understanding how we want to play basketball. I mean, we kind of thought, hey, well, we're not going to be we've been a kind of a post-oriented team here for a while. You know, we had the winning twins for 4 years, and then last year you got Emily Rapaz at 6'1", and Annika, and so we were kind of been this post-oriented team. And then so this summer we thought, well, we're not going to be that. We're going to be playing a five-out. We're going to be, you know, playing a lot of different types of offenses compared to what we had in the past. And then at the end of the summer we get notice that a 6'1" girl is coming to EC, so we're back at, you know, playing a lot in the post.
Changes things a bit, doesn't it?
It does, but it's, you know, it's nice change.
So you got Joe Schill with you again. I assume he's helping you out this year. Who else is helping out?
Well, you know, we got Joe's back for, I think, again, 11 years. Larry Riddell came back on staff last year. He had been with me my first 3 years. Then he was with the boys for a while. Now he's back with us. And Mike Sunderman, he's probably been now about 6 years. So a lot of us have been together for a while, good staff, a lot of experience. We're just ready to go.
How have you looked in the scrimmages?
We've had good moments and not so good moments. So it's been pretty good. You know, we were with Amy at North Ridgeville last night, and she's loaded and got some really nice players.
Yeah.
So it was good for our girls. You know, yeah. Oh, Amy's loaded.
Plus, she has a good team.
If she doesn't win a district, yeah, and she has a good team. No.
So. So this weekend, I see you're away and you're taking on New Lexington, West Muskingum. Tell us about this. You in a tournament? Tell me about.
Like I said, we're not going to play West Muskingum now because we made some changes because of the football games.
Okay.
So we're going to end up with Wheelersburg, and we're going to play at noon on that day. Which Wheelersburg is very good.
Where are you at? Where are you going?
It's at New Lexington.
Okay.
Okay. So New Lexington coach tried to put together a bunch of D3 teams from around the state. I think like Worthington Christian's there, who's always very good. Trying to think of the others. I just know who we're playing, but I know that Wheelersburg that we play is very good. They played, lost to Berlin Highland last year in the regional finals. Lexington, I said, is 18, 19 wins last year, and no seniors on that team. So we're going to have our hands full this weekend. It should be fun, though.
The only thing I know about New Lexington is about 20 years ago they came up to play Vermillion in football on a Saturday, and he's the only coach that wouldn't give us an interview. So
really?
After you beat them, you tell that football coach, this is from WEOL and from Rob.
I would tell you the girls' basketball coach seems like a real nice guy. So
well, that's all that matters.
I don't think you have.
But I got over it.
Yeah, I know you don't hold grudges, Rob.
Oh, gosh. Well, Coach, looks like we got you, Saturday, January 8th, Rocky River will be
playing
you guys a visit,
Rocky River, we'd won that conference, I think, 4 straight years, and then Rocky River beat us in the championship last year. She's got a nice team out there. She's got her point guards returning, who's the boys coach's daughter, I believe.
Okay.
And they've got a couple of nice, real nice players there, and she does an excellent job out there.
So we picked a good one, is what
you're
telling
us. That'll
all
be
all right.
I would expect that to be a good game. I hope it will be, and hopefully we can. Well, Will, I've already played them once. I think that's our first conference game.
Okay.
So we should have good measure.
And, Coach, good luck this year. As always, we appreciate your time, and thanks for coming out.
We certainly appreciate everything WOL does for all high school sports and girls basketball, for sure.
That is our pleasure, sir.